All right, welcome back inside the New Orleans Convention Center. Zach Gelb here with you. It's Friday at Radio Row, and I feel like this is a tradition each and every year where we're talking about now Andy Reid in a big game, so we welcome on one of our favorites in Donovan McNabb. Number five, how you been?
Man, I'm doing outstanding. How's everything? I mean, you know, Media Row gets a little busy. Friday, it looks like it's dying down a little bit. It looks like everybody's trying to get up out of here, so I'm just happy to be a part of it.
I think a big conversation in this game is Jalen Hurts. And I think a lot of people go, oh, this is a game where he could earn a lot of people's respect. I don't understand the constant bashing. And I know this annoys you. That's why I'm asking it to you. I don't get this conversation with Hurts. All the guy does is win.
And it really just kind of confuses me every now and then. But people have their own opinions, and they want to talk, or they want to, you know, gripe about different things. But I look at it in a sense, the guy's doing what it takes to win the football game. Yeah, is it great numbers if it's 400 yards passing, you know, throwing 50 passes a game? Like, yeah, no, that's not what they need from him. They need him to be, you know, efficient. They run the football. They play great defense. And they win by scoring, what, 24 points. Like, is it great? No, it's not great, but it's efficient and it helps right now. And so what do they need to do in the Super Bowl? And that's protect the football, that's move the chains, eat up clock, be balanced in their play calling, and at the end of it, again, win the game.
And here's the funny part, because I'm talking to you. In Philadelphia, you didn't always have a bevy of weapons, and mm-hmm. people would usually hold that against you. Mm-hmm. And now Jalen Hurts has too many weapons. It's almost as if you just can't win as a quarterback.
You never have too many. You never have too many weapons. Now, when you do have an array of, you know, weaponry, so to speak, you know, someone's going to take a hit. You know, someone's not going to get the ball as much. Somebody's going to be her opportunities in a game is not going to be there, and then all of a sudden it becomes a conversation, and then they say something that triggers everybody. Oh, well, there's beef, and, you know, they don't like each other. You know, it's always something. But I think in a situation that's comparable to, you know, mine and them, I didn't have the A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, you know, the Dallas Goedert, the Saquon Barkley. Like, you know, the guys that we had were very effective with what they were asked to do. And we won. So they're doing the same thing that we were doing, just with a little bit more selection.
Talking to Donovan McNabb right now. So Andy Reid, right, beloved in Philadelphia.
Right.
And now he has three Super Bowls. And also Andy Reid has beat the Eagles once in the big game.
Right.
If he does that twice now, do you think the way that people view Andy in Philly, if they beat the Eagles twice, is going to change?
Meaning in a negative way?
In terms of, right, you would agree that everyone loves Andy Reid for
yes,
the most part now
absolutely.
In Philadelphia.
Absolutely.
I just wonder if he does it now to the Eagles twice, it's like, man, we love our ex. It was an amicable divorce, but eventually you don't want to see them dating someone that's better than you, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, the respect for Andy is sky high. And the funny thing is, you know, yes, he's the Kansas City Chiefs coach, but he also he's one of ours. And he got his start in Philadelphia, and he's the all-time winningest coach in Philadelphia. So I don't think that anything would turn negative if he wins this game against the Philadelphia Eagles. People truly love Andy, and they should. Because he's the one that kick-started this whole winning vibe and winning energy
culture, yeah,
in Philadelphia. He's the one that got that going. And so it was a decade in since 99 that got us back to relevancy. And everybody's riding the wave.
Were you surprised that Eli Manning didn't make the Hall of Fame last night?
Yes and no. Yes, because he's a Manning. He does have two Super Bowls, and then, you know, they like to always talk about, you know, how many Super Bowls does he have, or how many championships has he won, you know, how many times has he been All-Pro. You know, he's put up a run, two runs, that, you know, people can look at and say it's historic. So I'm surprised in that aspect. I'm not surprised because you look at his numbers aren't great. Like, yes, he's like an Iron Man. He played for so long, didn't miss games or whatever it may be. But his numbers aren't that great, you know.
Do you think you were a better quarterback than Eli?
Yes.
So what would you say to voters? Because you haven't really ever got a Hall of Fame push.
What do I say to voters? Vote me in. you know, it's just and that's the thing is, the conversation is always, how many times was he all pro? Or how many times did he win the Super Bowl? Or how many times did he play in the Super Bowl? There are a lot of people who never played a playoff game. There are a lot of people who never been to conference championships. Never people made Super Bowls. But again, they're very selective in what they ask for certain people. And, you know, it's one that you just can't control, and you just sit back and wait. I'm happy that Eric Allen got an opportunity to get in. It was a long time coming, and, you know, I'm happy for him. Sterling as well. Sterling's a guy, when I first retired, that was me and him worked together at NFL Network. And, you know, he's a great guy. Jared Allen, a guy I played with in Minnesota. So happy for him getting in. So it's exciting for me because I've got ties to guys always getting in, and I'm just chilling.
and we know, you know how to chill well.
I'm just chilling.
Is Mahomes the greatest quarterback or the most talented quarterback you've ever seen?
Most talented? No.
Who is?
Is he? Randall, Warren, you know. I've seen great quarterbacks play. You know, Aaron, I've seen Tom, Peyton, I've seen him. But does that mean that he can't be? Yes, that doesn't mean that. But I will say this, I can't call him the greatest quarterback of all time until he can get 10, 12, 13, 14, 15 years under his belt. Because this is a run early, and he's only been in the league 8 years. It's hard to say he's the greatest of all time. Now, he would do great things winning again to help his cause, but it's kind of early right now.
Is it at all tough for you to watch the Chiefs just because of how synonymous you were with Andy and now seeing that
it's
connection
not tough.
That they have?
Believe me, not tough. They're fun to watch. They're fun to watch. And, you know, I just love the evolution of where Andy's offense is, you know, because no one really – you've never really heard the term in the last 5 to 7 years, West Coast offense, have you?
No.
Right.
Yeah.
And so – the evolution of Andy's offense, remember, it started with the West Coast offense, and now it's almost like arena league offense. Like, the way motions and movement and everything that they're doing
now. It's
a
different version.
It's crazy.
What they did at the Super Bowl, and you had the two guys, one going that way, and both were open. It was wild.
But that's what I'm saying. It's the evolution of where the game is.
I don't even know what to call it, honestly.
Seriously. Like, I mean, and it's almost – it's almost like everybody's running.
I call it effing ball.
An extended version of what we seen the greatest show on turf with Mike McCarthy.
Mike Martz.
Mike Martz. It's an extension of that now because you know what he was doing with all those guys. It was like motions, movement, you know, shifts, and everything. It's like, oh, okay, now everybody's doing it. So it's interesting to watch.
Last thing I'll ask you. If Andy keeps, I'm assuming a coach for like 3 to 5 more years. If he wins a few more Super Bowls, could he go down as the greatest coach of all time over Belichick?
Yes.
Why so?
Because if he goes another, let's say 3 to 5 years, he wins 2 more Super Bowls. So that would mean.
That put him at 5, Bill has 6.
But that would mean in this era, and you got to look at numbers-wise, for the years of what Patrick has been in the league. At that time, you're talking 11 years, 11, 12 years of being in the league. Drastic numbers from his quarterback. Going to win 2 more Super Bowls. I mean, whatever happens in this game. In that period of time, he will go down as the greatest coach of all time.
Who wins this game?
I think the Eagles win by 3. I think it'll be a high-scoring game. I think Saquon will get close to 100. I think he'll have the rushes. I think the yards are kind of going to be the ones that he's going to continue to pound and get. But I just think it's going to come down to two defensive plays.
Yeah.
Two defensive plays that change the game. If it's a forced fumble, if it's an interception that runs down to the five or whatever, or pick six, it's going to be something to that effect that's going to change the game.
The last thing I'll ask you, Donovan McNabb, just, you know, obviously when T.O. came back for that Super Bowl, and I'm not comparing it directly to what Brandon Graham is doing, but how much of an emotional lift does that just provide to the team when you get a guy like Brandon Graham coming on back and this potentially being his last game?
I don't know. Because his defense has been playing great.
Yeah.
You know, not, I wouldn't say in his absence.
Carter, Nolan Smith.
Yeah, they've been playing great. Where
Vaughn's been a stud.
Where I think for the Philadelphia Eagles, now they know what they have in Nolan. Now they know what they have in their, really, I mean, to be honest with you, they know what they have now in their whole Georgia front. Like, the question with Davis was he ever in shape, or will he be the force to stop the run? Like, he's now getting pressure up the middle in the passing game, like, you know, with their depth now. So I just think with where they are right now with Brandon, it's just another added dimension that they can utilize. I don't think he'll be out there for 40 plays. I think he'll be more of a 15-play passing situation guy, come off. And he could change the course of the game. He could.
Always good to see you, number five. Always. We appreciate it.
Gotta love it, baby.